أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جمعة مبارك. We've been looking at the مسبحات, the group of chapters in the Quran that begin with Subhan, or declaring the perfection of Allah. And we looked at Surah Al-Saff, which is Surah number 61. Today we will look at Surah Al-Jumu'ah again, which is Surah number 62. It's only 11 ayat and so easy to memorize. Remember, Imam Sadiq says, whoever memorizes the Quran and in spite of his bad memory works hard to learn it is entitled to a double reward. One for the memorization and the other for hard work. This is just phenomenal. And to recite it on Friday again and again is just something else. Anyway, let's look at the focus of this surah. It actually focuses on how to orchestrate a paradigm shift. This was the mission of Rasulullah, that every human being should have the opportunity to reach their full potential. And for this paradigm shift, for this mission, for this methodology, it's necessary for human beings or people to meet. And thus Friday is known as Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah is named Jumu'ah, comes from Jama'ah, to gather. And it's named that because we're told that Prophet Adam's physical nature was gathered together on this day, his khalq, his creation. So, without further ado, 5 sections, 11 ayat, 5 sections, it's a Madani surah. The first section, all creation declares his perfection. Now, we've seen this as a thread throughout the Musabbihat. But in here, there are 4 attributes of Allah. Normally, in the ayat of Quran, you will find 2. Here, there's 4. And if you can't recite the surah, at least throughout the day, recite Al-Malikul Quddusul Azizul Hakim. So, Al-Malik, in essence, is the king. And the king is someone who is free by virtue of his own merits and characteristics, does not depend on anything in existence, while everything in existence depends on him. So that's Malik. Quddus is flawless, the one who is absolutely pure in all aspects, above all human weaknesses. Then you have Al-Aziz, which is in essence the ultimate authority, the Almighty. He is absolutely incomparable. And finally, Hakim. Hakim, we can say, is the all-wise. When we refer to divinity, is the one who is just in his assessments, Rahman in the management of his affairs, one who determines the measure of everything, who places everything in its right place. And if we want to apply to our life, then it's someone who continually pursues the acquisition of knowledge and applies it. So maybe starting today, every Friday, Al-Malik al-Quddus al-Aziz al-Hakim. That's phenomenal. Right, second section. Second section is Ayat 2 to 4. Here we have the mission of the Prophet. And this was Yatlu alayhim ayatihi, to make human beings aware of the signs of the Creator, reciting them to them. Wa yuzakkihim, to purify them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, to teach them the book, to establish boundaries and law, and finally, وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and wisdom. And the idea is to establish a relationship with guidance. And this section ends by saying that this will be global for all generations. When the third ayah was revealed that it is for everyone, the Prophet put his hand on the shoulder of Salman and said, if Iman happens to be on the furthest possible star, wherever you are, this message will get to you to be able to reach your full potential. The third section was to the Bani Israel of the time, who stopped their relationship with the book and thus denied accountability. And here the reflection was how the book was like donkeys carrying papers. And the test was, are you prepared for death? Section 4 leads on from there. It's one ayah 8, where Allah says that the death that you run away from, إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تُفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ, it will definitely meet you. And it will return you to the knower of the unseen and the seen, and he will tell you what you did. So in other words, we will see a summary of our life works, and the questions will be asked. Did you have a relationship with the book or not? Did you have a plan? How did you help others? Did you trust divinity? And finally, section 5. The only place where Salat al-Jumu'ah is mentioned. In essence, it's a dress rehearsal for Hajj and Qiyamah. It talks about the profound value of Jumu'ah. Allah says, Fas'aw ila dhikrillah, when the call is made for prayer on Friday. In other words, run, rush to the remembrance of Allah. And Allah calls it zikr. Zikr is something we already know. He emphasizes its importance by saying, leave your deals, leave your sales. Relive the mission of Rasulullah. And isn't it a phenomenal salah? There's no marketing, but everyone shows up. It's unadvertised. The program is designed by divinity. It's about refreshing our relationship with the Quran. It's so powerful because when we're together, side by side, listening to divine words all together, then there is a profound effect on the soul. And the surah ends by saying, when you're distracted, the essence of the Jumu'ah Salah is shattered like glass. The word used is infadlu, which is shattering of glass where you can't put it together. And Allah says the only two things that distract you are business and entertainment. It's so important to understand the value of this Salah. If for any reason you can't get together and you can't go to the mosque, at least recite Surat al-Jumu'ah. And if you can't do that, then at least throughout the day. Those four attributes of Allah, Al-Malik al-Quddus al-Aziz al-Hakim. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us all a blessed Friday. And He gives us the tawfiq to be able to understand Surat al-Jumu'ah, the value of the day of Jumu'ah, and Salat al-Jumu'ah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.